All right, today is Thursday, April 29th, 2021. Time right now is 5:15. This is a special board meeting. Is Ms. Walker present?
Oh, jeez, I got a call. Yep, she is.
All board members will be present here in a second.
That's probably her going.
Where are you?
Okay. Oh, she's calling me. I was just calling you, Don.
Oh. Oh.
Hello, Don. Sorry, I was just calling you. We were just, Brisa just showed up. She walked around the school once. And we are ready to go. Are you ready?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I didn't, I've been driving, so I just want to make sure I didn't miss
that. Oh, no, that was my fault. I should have called you a little earlier, but, you know, we don't expect Brisa till about 5:18, so she was ahead of time, so it's good.
Well, good for her. She's all full of herself doing
laps around the building. All right, we are ready. Mr. Olmos is calling the meeting to order. We're good to go.
All right, so now we're going to call the meeting to order. I'll start off the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And item 1B, adoption of the agenda. I'm good with it?
I'm good.
So I'd like to make a motion to adopt the agenda.
I second the motion.
Aye.
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 Right. On the first point, it's old business. Because of my mistake, I did not include the master's degree for Rebecca Alvarado. And so her salary will go to $37,360, which is, I believe it's about $1,500 or $1,400 difference. That was my mistake. I don't know why I didn't do it, but anyway.
You already verified everything and so forth, right?
I have the transcript. I have all of that. I just didn't look at it. So that was my mistake. So that's the only thing we need to correct.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make a motion to approve the salary, step 7, for Ms. Rebecca Alvarado at $37,360.
Second.
Oh. Aye.
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 All right. New business. The first thing I have, and Don, I have all this for you, so when you come, stop by the school and I'll get it to you, or I can take it out and throw it in your mailbox, too.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
The first thing is I would like to get approval for the graduation. We're going to run small virtual groups again this year. We're going to run 3 different days, May 18th, May 19th, and June 10th. We have 16 of our 23 or 24 students who are passing classes and in good shape academically, and we have 7 or 8 that are going to need to go to summer school. We will have masks. We can have up to 50 people, actually 55, counting myself, Mr. Rodriguez, one of you at least, and Mr. Valdez to do the programming. And I also believe we should make a note, if there is a chance that two of you are there at the same time, that it's a possibility, we'll make a note in this for this motion that it is a possibility that we could have a quorum at a graduation ceremony.
Well, frankly, before, I hate to tell you this, but typically, in the past, all of us would go, and just the way it was. But we were there only specifically for that reason, conducting that business, and where there wasn't any other conversation going on outside of the ceremony itself, you know.
Right.
So, so Tim, would you verify for me, what was the number we have verified graduates at this point?
Right now we have 16 students that are going to graduate on the 18th or 19th. We could have... there are 2 others that are in good shape except for this quarter, and then there are the other 5, I believe, 4 or 5 that are going to take some of the 10 days, if not all of the 10 days, to get caught up.
Okay,
so
good.
That's what we did. It's June 10th.
That's why it's June 10th. Yep, in the afternoon or the evening of June 10th, then we'll have that last couple groups of kids go through. Okay. And I will let you guys know when the time. I do have a graduation letter that I gave to the parents and the students, and then on there are all the possible times. But obviously, we're not going to have, 19 times for 26 students. We're going to condense it down, but we'll see what times are the popular ones, and we'll just move it around. Mm-hmm. So far, both of the students that have brought slips back want to come at 6 o'clock on the 19th, or 5:20 on the 19th. So that's what we've got.
That's
so
one
far.
Of mine. That one's mine, right?
That was one. Well, yours happened to be one of those two, yep.
Aww.
He wasn't really sure, but I said, I think Mom's taking out to eat, so I believe that's probably the 5:20 time.
Yeah.
So the question is, does Brisa, she has to think about that, if she wants to be involved in handing them out, or does she want to be in the audience, or
well,
both?
And we'll have plenty of ceremonies. I think we're going to end up with about 7 or 8 ceremonies, so you guys can rotate. But
yeah,
she can decide, too, if she wants to be the one. I mean, I've always had that with board members when they had a child, that if they wanted to be with the one to hand them that, or if they just,
right,
just wanted to cry. And
well, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Time
so
for them.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, so I would add that to the motion then, that we could have a possible quorum just so no one questions it. It's
okay.
Just a protective thing.
Well, I'm going to make a motion to approve the graduation dates of May 18th, May 19th, and June 10th, with the understanding that there may be a quorum at those graduations.
I second that motion.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and
B, offer contracts to new teachers.
Okay, so the two new teachers that I have for you, one is Thelma Hudson. She's been working with us for the last couple of years in the special ed co-op. She will come in as a reading specialist, district test coordinator, and an ELL. She will work with the ELL. She's been working with, I believe it's 4 small groups of 2nd, 3rd, and 4th graders the last couple of years. And so that will be what she'll do. She's coming in with MA 60, but it's a unique contract because she will work 4 days a week. So basically we just took all of the things, any extra pay, slopped it in together, and we came out with, let's see, where is the amount? I don't even remember what it is. No, it's 46 something. It's on the contract. And we did that. We hired her away from the co-op where she was making $50 an hour, but she will now get insurance. So she's actually working for quite a bit less than she was working for. But she has the nice thing, I think, that she brings to the table is that the teachers know her and they know that she understands and knows reading and phonics and those things. And I believe it's a good fix for our reading program, which our phonics is not good. And so in order for us to really get to where we want to, we have to get some things fixed. And I think putting somebody in charge of it, especially with the funding that we get now, with the ESSER funds, it helps us out. And part of her salary could be eaten up by the SEI grant that we find out what we get here pretty soon from that I applied for last couple weeks ago.
And even though she's only 4 days a week, she does qualify for the insurance and everything?
She qualifies for insurance as long as they're over 50%.
Okay. As
long as they work 30 hours a week.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to find the amount. It's 46 something. But of course, when I'm trying to find it, I can't find it. We used to have, there's Judy Campbell, that's rubric, right? Okay, so it's got to be this one. All right, Thelma Hudson. Base salary, 46.6. 46.608, to be exactly precise to the penny.
Okay.
And
And we can do these both of these two at the same time if you like. I put them under the same point just so we can do that, as long as we just make sure that they were both their legal names were listed. Part B there is Julie Campos, and I just got an email back from her, and her legal name, though she is married to a Mr. Farmer, is Julie A. Campos. So that will be how it will be posted, and I will put that in the minutes to reflect that is her legal name.
Julie A.?
Julie A. Campos. She is the young lady who's been teaching overseas for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Put together a bunch of EL programs, came back, took the job at Sierra Vista, and has been their EL coordinator this year, as well as their preschool coordinator, and wants to do more in the classroom. So took a pretty hefty pay cut to come back to teaching. So I think we got a very good person, and she knows she will be able to help us put a solid program together. She has 20 some years. But I talked to her and gave her credit for 16. And she is at an MA 15, and that is 40.
15 or 16?
She's at.
Oh, wait, you said she had how many, and you gave her how many?
She has 20 some years, Don. I gave her 16. She's on step 16. That's 44, 410. That's a master's. No master's plus 15. If I said master's plus 15, I was wrong.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and you gave her 16 out of 20. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and I don't know if the 20 counted this year over there or not, but
okay.
I think it's worth getting her. I think if we can, and we can go get good people that can make sure they do a good job and help our kids, then I'm worth paying a little. I would pay a little more for that versus just filling it with somebody. So. If you guys are all right, or if you have any questions about those two, we can make one motion for the two.
I would like to make a motion to approve Thelma Hudson for the specialist ELL and Julie A. Campos Farmer for the EL teacher coordinator.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 I had almost seconding. I had a perfect meeting door. All right. And then the last contract, that's the computer aid position. Julie Morgan and Mr. Rodriguez basically ran that. They did the interview. We went through and set the questions. They did preferences, helped me write the job description. And we had one applicant. It was Victor Valdez.
Did it go public though?
Oh yes, it was posted on our website. It was posted in the paper, and I think it was even on Facebook.
Okay.
So yeah, it was posted. It was posted long enough. We just need to post it at least a week, and along with the other jobs, we posted it until filled. So ultimately, you don't even really have to wait a week. But I always like to wait at least that long.
And how long has Victor been with us?
Gosh, it's like, I think he's on step 6 right now.
But how, he does not have his credentials in order as far as an aid goes yet, after how long?
He does not have an AA degree, but he's got, I want to say he's got two or three classes left at junior college or U of A South to get that. But he does have some of the computer classes that are probably more important to take right now. But we did encourage him to take and get his degree, not just an AA, but to continue on to get the bachelor's degree. And if he can do that, especially in the computer field, would be very beneficial for us and I think for him.
But he has helped Mr. Rodriguez in computer stuff and everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do you differentiate the two jobs as far as how he gets paid. How do you manage that?
So if he is working on the computer stuff, if he's working on the interactive televisions, if he's working on anything with technology, starting July 1st, he will be paid as a computer aide. He has always been one who's come in and worked, helped us with custodial stuff, cleaned up the shed and organized stuff. So when he's doing any of that stuff, there will be a secondary rate where he would go back to his basically original pay at right now, what he's at. So what I recommend that we hire him at is $13.30 an hour. That is shifting him, giving him an extra year with the computers, because I can tell you right now he's saved us a ton of money. He takes computers apart. He fixes them. We've got one computer that's broken. The screen's broken, and he will.
It wasn't me.
He will. No, she knows. He will take that apart and have it fixed in about a 45-minute period of time. He did one for me when I broke mine. He came in, stayed after work one night, and had mine fixed in about 40 minutes. He knows all the stuff. He's better at computer repair than either of our two people right now, technicians. And he works very well with them. They actually form a very good team for the three of them. Teachers can call, and it doesn't really seem to make any difference if they have Victor or Mr. Rodriguez or Julie. Usually they call Rodriguez or Victor.
So his hourly rate will go up to $13.30?
He will go to $13.30 an hour, which is what I would recommend.
And that's going to include everything else? Or is it $13.30 for computers?
That's
just
computers.
And then $12.75?
When he's working anything else, he's $12.75 an hour. If he's not working as the computer aide, then he would revert to the $12.75 an hour. That's like, say...
I don't know how you keep track of that.
We have people that are on multiple contracts right now. We have... Yeah. We have one person who works in the office, drives bus, and is a para. And so she has three time cards. Evan Hubbard, he works custodial, bus driver, and para. He has three time cards. We basically...
I understand. I just, it seems complicated, but yeah, I understand what you're saying. So.
We do some on time cards and some on time sheets.
Would it be too much if we were to leave him at 13:30? All the time, or
well,
no?
You're paying $13.30 because that, with technology and all of the costs and things, there's a great deal more stress and knowledge. When he's out moving boxes and taking graduation caps and gowns and whatever he's doing for that's not as stressful.
But
if
a teacher calls him for a computer,
right,
and he's out there doing the shed. That's computer tech. Right?
Well, and he won't be doing the shed during his time here. When he's here working, he's working. The computer and all that would be during the summer if he were helping out on things,
okay,
or, over vacations and breaks.
Okay.
We won't during the day, for the most part, when he comes, he's going to be in, next year he'll actually be in the iMac lab more of the time, because he knows these forwards and backwards, and so then.
So if he's in he's out there doing other stuff, he pretty much won't attend initially with the teachers.
No, because there won't be anybody around. We
Got
would
it.
Not have him do that when we have
that's
teachers.
Only, what if it's only like 55 cents difference or something, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's just that if you go and you move someone that you've already appointed for the same job you already gave them, then you're going to have a whole bunch of people thinking that they should all get bumped up that much and they're staying in the same job.
Right.
And then you just open a can of worms that nobody wants to go down. And, I mean, everybody's probably worth more than we're paying them, top to bottom. But, I think that the nice thing that you do here is you give every person, if they're working 30 hours or more, they have full benefits.
That's worth a lot.
It's also... nice to not have to try to find insurance and worry about how much it's going to go up by yourself when you don't have a group. So,
okay.
Right. Sounds good.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to approve Victor Valdez as a computer aide position at $13.30 an hour.
And we need to add that custodial care wage.
And
yep.
And when doing custodial, para-wage, it'll be at $12.75 an hour. Position will start July 1st.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Okay, there is a question, Don, and I had a phone call request today about our next meeting, and there's a request to have our meeting on the 19th, but to have it at 4 o'clock, because someone may have dinner reservations after a graduation ceremony, and I'll leave it up to you to figure out who that is.
Well, I don't even want to try to assume anything. And so I'm just saying, if somebody has a life outside of this, then go for it. That's what
okay.
I say.
So are we okay if we set it for 4 o'clock? Because it will be about, the way it looks right now, about a 45-minute meeting.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm good.
Mr. Alamos?
I'm good.
Okay. So we will set that next meeting, regular board meeting, Wednesday, May 19th at 4 o'clock.
Okay. All righty.
And I will let you guys know where it is.
Thanks for being so cooperative with my situation right now. So I should be able to make the next meeting.
All right. Drive safe.
We need to make
okay,
a,
thank you.
Oh, we need to make an motion to adjourn.
Yeah, we need to make a correction on the date of the 27th day of
Oops.
April.
29th,
yeah. Special meeting. The next regular board meeting is to be held on Wednesday, May 19th at 4 p.m., not 6.
Right. We were going to go later, but somebody wanted to go out.
And with that, I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
I second the motion.
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you very much. Have a good evening, Don.
Thank you. You be safe. Bye-bye. Thank you.